Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As you may have heard in the last hour or so, a 61-year-old man has been jailed for 7 years after admitting to dangerous driving, causing the deaths of two teenagers who were on their way to their Debs in County Monaghan in July of 2023. Mark O'Driscoll is RTE's Northeast correspondent and he's on the line now. Mark, thanks for being with us this morning. So in the last while, this was Judge John Aylmer who handed down the sentence to Anthony McGinn of Drumloo, New Bliss, County Monaghan at Monaghan Circuit Criminal Court this morning. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Claire. Well, this morning, Judge John Aylmer said 61-year-old Anthony McGinn's driving was at the upper end of the scale in terms of offending. He said aggravating factors in this case related to McGinn travelling at almost twice the speed limit, him ignoring the angry pleas from two of the teenagers in the car to slow down, and that he was driving on wet roads on the evening in question, making his driving even more dangerous. However, the judge said there was also an extraordinary breach of trust, given that McGinn was a friend of the McGann family and he had offered to be a chauffeur on the day and had been entrusted to drop the girls to their Deb safely. Now, the judge said the maximum sentence he could impose for such offending was 10 years, and this morning he handed down a headline sentence of 9 years on both counts of dangerous driving causing death to run concurrently. However, he said there were mitigating factors that he would have to take into consideration. The judge said McGinn was a 61-year-old man with no previous convictions. He had fully cooperated with the investigation and his early plea of guilt had prevented adding more trauma to the families involved. He said drink and drugs were not a factor in the collision and McGinn's car was not in disrepair. But he said while McGinn's own serious injuries cannot be ignored, they were self-inflicted. Judge Aylmer then suspended the final 2 years of the sentence on both counts, jailing McGinn for 7 years and suspending him from driving for 15 years.
Now, Mark, we did hear a lot more about what happened on that day in July of 2023, the details emerging during the pre-sentence hearing. Can you tell us a little more about the background to the case?
Yes, Claire. 17-year-old Kia McCann and her 16-year-old best friend Dilava Mohammed were on their way to their Debs when the car they were travelling in left the road and hit a tree at Legna Kelly, just outside Clonus, on July 31st, 2023. Anthony McGinn had offered to be a chauffeur for the girls that day and to drop them to the Largy College Debs in Monaghan town. The court previously heard that McGinn's white BMW was estimated to be travelling almost twice the 80 km/h speed limit in the moments leading up to the collision. A statement on behalf of Oisín Clerkin, who had been sitting in the passenger seat, outlined how when he realised something was about to go wrong, he turned to his date for the Debs Kia and said goodbye. Oisín later woke up in hospital. Kia and Dilava were pronounced dead at the scene, while Dilava's sister Aveen, the court heard, was left with life-changing injuries.
And Mark, what was the reaction in court when that sentence was handed down this morning?
Well, Claire, members of both the McCann and Mohammed families were in court this morning and were visibly upset throughout. However, there was a very subdued, almost sombre mood in court this morning for this brief hearing for the sentence to be handed down. McGinn did not make any reaction as he was jailed for 7 years, only to give one of the guards a travel bag containing some of his belongings before he was led away to the precinct of Monaghan Courthouse. And both the McCann and Mohammed families left the courthouse without speaking to the media.
Mark, thank you. Mark O'Driscoll there, RTE's North East correspondent, reporting on that sentencing this morning at Monaghan Circuit Court, where Anthony McGinn was handed a 7-year jail sentence after he admitted to dangerous driving causing death.